The Science to Set the Saga Straight, Hormonal Effects in Essential Oils, a review of the estrogenetic essential oils, Clary Sage Oil Part 1. Many are confused about which essential oils to avoid or use for hormonal health. It's no wonder. There's plenty of misinformation and overhyped headlines. They are set as either intentional scare tactics or unintentional and unaccounted for biases, misinterpretations, and or misrepresented extrapolations and generalizations. For this reason, I wanted to set a series of articles that reviews the research, experts' interpretations, and my conclusions on essential oils and hormonal balance. The focus will be on specific oils that are frequently associated with endocrine effects. I will make sure to be clear when I am stating my opinion and clinical experience. In the Introduction to Hormonal Effects of Essential Oils series, which you can find in the link I provided or listen to in the audio above, I summarized my previous two-part series on the factors that proved that the latest report that lavender and tea tree essential oils were endocrine disruptors was not true. Understanding them is applicable to understanding the hormonal impact of specific essential oils and in helping to decipher the facts from the fiction of essential oils in the media. I encourage you to read through them and review the safety and usage information I provided in the same article. Having this background will allow you to make informed and educated decisions on what is best for your body, and it will give you resources for your healthcare providers who may be monitoring medication. Now I will begin with Clary Sage, aka Bright Eyes. Clary Sage and Hormonal Effects. Clary Sage is a member of the Salivid genus, which is the family Lamaceae, or mint. It contains over 900 species. Sage species have been cultivated worldwide and have a history of use as folk medicine and for culinary purposes. Due to the differences between species and their constituents, the applications may vary depending on sourcing and quality of the essential oils or herb. There are even variations in constituents found within the same species and plant itself due to the production of Clary Sage and the part used for extraction. Flower, leaves, or glandular structures. For this reason, it's important to trust the source and quality of the essential oil of Clary Sage. One study states, the Lamaceae is rich in aromatic plant species. Most of these species produce and store essential oils in the specialized epidermal oil glands, which are responsible for their specific flavor. Two types of glands producing essential oils and possessing different morphological structures can be found in Salva sclera, palatate, and capitate glands. The content of single glands from different positions of the plant were sampled using an FBME fiber and analyzed by gas chromatography in order to study variability of the essential oil's composition. It was found that the composition of terpenoids is quite variable within an individual plant. Capitate oil glands mainly produce three essential oil compounds, the monoterpenes linalool, linalool acetate, and the diterpenes sclerol. Palatate oil glands, however, accumulate noticeable concentrations of sesquiterpenes in an unknown compound. Furthermore, the oil composition varies within each gland type according to the plant origin. Linalool and linalool acetate are characteristic substances of flowers, whereas the sesquiterpenes occur in higher proportions in the leaf. Even within one gland type on a single leaf, the chemical variability is exceedingly high. Clary Sage is often thought of in relationship to hormonal balance due to specific compounds' presence. That will be reviewed later on. Although it is believed that Clary Sage can increase estrogen, the results have not been conclusive. One 2017 study tested 10 essential oils to evaluate salivary estrogen level after inhalation. The researchers found that with olfaction of Clary Sage, frankincense, geranium, lavender, jasmine absolute, neroli, rose audio, ylang ylang, orange, and Roman chamomile in premenopausal women, only rose audio and geranium influenced salivary estrogen. The abstract does not provide information on quality sourcing and standardization of these oils. If we go back to the list of factors to consider from the introduction, it's important to remember the following before using this study to purchase Click Rose Oriado or geranium in order to raise estrogen. One, there's a difference between synthetic estrogens and phytoestrogens. The latter are known for their modulating effects of hormones, not manipulating them. Two, the extraction or distillation of Clary Sage oil would affect individual constituents that are present, affecting outcomes. Three, essential oils will have differing effects in individuals based on their own metabolome. 4, the complexity of hormonal testing. You can review caveats and pitfalls in the link that I provided. There's also individual variations in hormonal detoxification and metabolism and lifestyle, which all impact hormonal levels. For this reason, it's very hard to extrapolate that one essential oil will have the same effect in all women, even though generalizations can be made. One study showed how clary sage affected women differently in pregnancy. In a pilot, quasi-experimental design, researchers sought to determine the effect of inhalation of this oil on oxytocin levels. The trial was confounded in the quality and applicability since clary sage was diluted in propylene glycol. Regardless, it demonstrated the differing effects based on the individual, its safety, and the potential placebo effects. The author stated, participants were women of singleton pregnancies between 38 and 40 gestation weeks, N of 11. The experiment group inhaled the scent of clary sage essential oil diluted 50-fold with 10 milliliters of odorless propylene glycol for 20 minutes. Regarding limited efficacy, the oxytocin level 15 minutes post-inhalation increased in 3 women and was unmeasurable in 2. The control group inhaled similarly without the 50-fold dilution of clary sage essential oil. The oxytocin level increased in 2 women, decreased in 2, and was unmeasurable in 2. Uterine contraction was not observed in both groups. Regarding practicality, 3 of the 11 women could not collect sufficient saliva. The cortisol level decreased in both groups post-inhalation. The protocol had no negative effects. Regarding acceptability, burden of the protocol was not observed. The sclerol-scarol hype, the clarifying difference between isolated constituents and the synergism of essential oils. Often clary sage is said to be estrogenic, related to one component, sclerol. As mentioned previously, depending on the source, extraction, and plant part used, this constituent could or could not be present in clary sage oils in varying quantities. In Robert Tisserin's review of clary sage, he states, therefore, on the basis of structure, sclerol is unlikely to have any estrogenic action. Even if sclerol was estrogenic at about 4% of clary sage oil, it would have to have a very high binding affinity for estrogen receptor sites for the essential oil to have any effect. That is extremely unlikely. This does not mean that clary sage is not effective. It may well be useful in relieving menstrual pain, premenstrual symptoms, menopausal symptoms, and other problems, but none of these necessitates an estrogen-like action. And I'm not saying that sclerol could not possibly be estrogen-like. I'm just saying there's no evidence that it is, nor does its structure suggest such an effect. This also means that there's no evidence to support clary sage balancing hormones, mimicking estrogens only if there is an estrogen deficiency or stimulating the body to produce natural estrogens. Sclerol has, however, been studied in vitro to have anti-tumor activities. The above article continues, sclerol does have an interesting anti-cancer activity, including in vitro action against breast cancer cells. An isomer 13 episclerol, which is present in clary sage oil, inhibits the growth of breast and uterine cancers in vitro and was slightly more potent than tamoxifen but was not toxic to normal cells. This suggests the possibility that sclerol might actually inhibit estrogen and might, after all, have some capacity to interact with estrogen receptor sites. What we do know is sclerol will not give you breast cancer. There's a subtle difference in wording here that needs to be highlighted. Essential oils are not estrogen-like molecules. However, due to their synergism, they may act in other means to modulate and balance hormones in some women. This does not mean they are hormonal mimickers. Rather, their overall properties assist with balancing the physical, biochemical, and emotional aspects of the individual. As stated, they act holistically. Several clinical trials have reported effects on endocrine issues, and I'm going to highlight that in part 2. Below is an explanation of how essential oils accomplish this hormonal and stress modulation in a holistic way. Usually, a psychological action also has a physiological and biochemical impact on the body. For example, hormonal support could be provided by calming emotions from inhalation, affecting stress hormones or enzymes, and providing direct physiological effects as a result of phytoestrogen modulating estrogen levels. Next week, I'll conclude with part 2 in my review of clary sage and my review of the estrogenic essential oils. I will summarize several clinical studies that support the use of clary sage in menopause, premenstrual discomfort, and labor. I will also briefly discuss some additional actions of clary sage. I know there's a lot of information here. This is why I'm breaking it up in parts. Understanding the impact of essential oils on hormones is a popular topic, and it's not straightforward. It's not supposed to be scary either. I'll repeat some things so that learning can be optimized. This weekend, I'll summarize what we learned so far for our oily tip in the previous post and this post on hormonal health. I'll see you then.